Good evening from BBC London News. I'm Victoria Hollins. The patient records of hundreds of thousands of Londoners are being sent abroad, sparking fears over confidentiality and security. NHS trusts in the capital are trying to save money by allowing private data to be sent overseas to be stored. Mark Ashdown reports.
Consultants have to keep records for every patient they see. To save time and money, these are often taped verbally, then sent off to be transcribed. But is it safe and secure to send them abroad, to places like India?
It's believed seven primary care trusts from across northeast London, serving about 1.5 million people, have now begun sending patient details overseas. The Royal Free insists no names are ever included and all appropriate security measures are followed.
That doesn't stop people worrying that mistakes could be made and their details exposed.
To be honest, like, it's not safe in this country, is it, really? Let alone be sent to another country. They can't keep it on a laptop.
I've got a friend recently who she's broke her foot and already the x-rays have gone missing. So it's not like anything's going to change.
And then that's down to whether you encrypt the data as you're sending it and what the standards they're using when they're processing it are, rather than what country it's been done in.
Alongside all this, the government still wants to computerise all health records. Patients' names, addresses and NHS numbers are sent to India, though the Department of Health insisted today no clinical data is ever stored or accessed offshore. But the amount of information being transferred abroad is growing. It may help ease pressure on budgets, but there are those who will question at what cost to security. Mark Ashdown, BBC London News.
A British man and woman who were caught kissing in a restaurant in Dubai have been jailed for a month. Ayman Majafi from North London and Charlotte Adams were arrested in November for breaking strict decency laws. The courts rejected their appeal against the conviction. Scotland Yard is to lose around 45 posts from its accounts department. A review of the force's financial services department found it was overstaffed and underperforming. The move is seen as a way of protecting frontline services by saving around £2 million. Five people have been arrested tonight over the murder of a teenage girl in East London. She was found in Manor Park just after 7:30 last night. It's thought she'd been stabbed. The search for clues as to what happened here shortly after dusk last night has been going on for most of the day. Police were called to Forest View Road to reports that a woman had been found collapsed. The 18-year-old was taken to hospital but was confirmed dead a short time later. Police say someone in the area last night must have seen something.
And we're appealing specifically for witnesses who may have been in the area between half past seven, who may have seen a young Asian female speaking to somebody else or more than one person. And we're just anxious to find out if anyone was seen leaving the area, either on foot or in a car. And we're anxious for them to get in touch.
Police have confirmed the Asian teenager was stabbed. Tonight, five people, including a 17-year-old, have been arrested over the death. The campaign for safer biking was at the forefront of the British Superbike Championship at Brands Hatch this weekend. Growing numbers of people are buying more powerful bikes, and the sport's top riders took to the track to drive home the road safety message.
What we don't want to see is people leaving the circuit and doing the same on the road, because you're not in control. You know, at the circuits, we've got ambulances, we've got medic staff, we've got marshals.
Sport, and in rugby's Guinness Premiership, Wasps have beaten London Irish by 33 points to 22. They now move above their local rivals to fourth place. The weather now with Wendy Hurrell.
Hello there. The weather is slowly but surely calming down. We've got clear skies for the first part of the night and it will be fairly chilly. But by dawn, rather more cloud around and we start tomorrow on a grey note as a result. Bit of drizzle caught up in that as well. But I think after lunchtime, every chance that the cloud will start to break up for some fairly decent sunny spells. Perhaps one or two very light showers, really just a spot of rain. Temperatures in London up to 14 degrees, but there will be something of a breeze blowing from a southwesterly direction. Generally this week, it's looking fine and mild.
Finally, during the election campaign, the politics show London will be out and about, staging a series of interviews with senior politicians. So if you'd like to join in and put forward questions, email us with your name and daytime telephone number to the address that's on the screen now. But that's it for tonight. We're back tomorrow morning in breakfast from 6. But for now, from all of us here, good night.